Today on Disney Movie News, we are talking about the new live-action Lion King, a brand new Pixar short, and some weird Star Wars merchandise. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Hey guys, welcome back to Disney Movie News. You may notice my whole panel is gone. They are doing things, they're busy, but they will be back next week, the whole panel. But for now, I've got some very special guests who are so nice. Thank you so much for being here. But I am your host, Renee.
Invaders!
Yes, they are invaders. I'm your host, Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com.
Yes, we are the aliens of the night, I guess you could say. Thank you, Zach. I'm Sam Davidson. You could find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And me and Frank here on the live chat, so we're going to be giving you guys some nice shout-outs.
That's right. I'm Frank Brand. You can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie.
Woo! Well, we've got some cool Disney news this week, guys. I got to pick it out. The first piece of news.
Well,
yeah, this
bragging.
Is exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever, guys. Big seat. So they have the live-action Lion King coming out, which I am very excited for. How do you guys feel about that?
It's a big deal.
Yeah, right? I mean, Jon Favreau is going to be doing it. I mean, I know there was talk about him doing Jungle Book 2. And so who knows if he's still going to do that in relation to doing The Lion King
I think
as well.
They said he was, actually.
Nice.
Let me see.
In the article, I did read online that he is probably doing Jungle Book 2, right?
Perfect, yeah.
But he's amazing. I'm such a huge fan of his. It's crazy because, to me, he's everything. It's like he's four people. He's this Disney guy, he's this writer behind the scenes, director, and then he's this, like, dirty comedian.
He's great.
It's so cool.
Well, I'm just excited because I feel like this was inevitable. Like, of course they're going to make a live-action Lion King, especially after doing the live-action
Jungle Book.
Yeah, just when was that? That was just a few months ago, yeah?
That was just earlier this spring. And given the way that they were able to bring those animals to life and make them look very photorealistic.
I know.
I'd be curious to see how that translates to The Lion King.
Yeah, because I honestly, before that movie, I didn't know how they would, I didn't think that they would do a live action movie with, like, mainly animals. And then this movie is just all animals. At least they had the boy in the Jungle Book.
Right. I think that it's going to be hard. 5 years ago wouldn't have been possible. Broadway show, I've seen The Lion King so many times, and I love it. But at the same time, it's like, okay, cool, they're singing, they're flying, they're doing all these different things. But with the movie, how, like, they're going to have to walk. I mean, Jungle Book, yes, a lot of the animals walked on all fours, but still, it's hard for me to picture it. I'm excited, though.
Yeah, I'm excited as well.
And one thing, they kind of didn't do as many songs from the Jungle Book film, animated film, in the actual live-action film. So I'd be curious, with The Lion King, there's so many well-known songs in that. How many of them would translate into doing the actual live-action film?
I'm not sure if it was all of them, but I did read they are going to do a good amount of the songs from the classic, which, like, thank God, because that is my childhood, and I would love to. I was born the year Lion King came out. Fun fact.
Wow.
94. The
oh, my
movie.
Gosh. Oh, Renee.
Yep, whatevs. No, but I'm a huge fan of Lion King, and I just, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time, so I feel like before I see the live-action one, I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch The Lion King, the cartoon. I'm going to go in.
Well, Chick Hula Girl said she doesn't want it. I don't really care for real-looking animals with moving lips. I kind of agree with you. I'm a little bit nervous for it just because it needs to be done perfectly and without any, you know, problems. And, I mean, that's close to impossible, but it has been done, hence the Jungle Book, but still.
For me, it's like I wouldn't mind if they did less songs because if they're going to do all the same songs and everything, then why don't I just watch the animated film?
And I think that's
a little different.
Yeah, that is what they're saying. They're going to do less songs and more, like, dramatization, I suppose.
It's so weird to watch, like a really serious... That's even worse, though, because, you know, in the beginning when Simba's dad dies, we're going to watch a live action one. It's going to be so much more serious because it's live action. It's going to really get to me. I cry in the movie.
I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of Disney movies, actually, even though before this I was like, Disney movies, what? No, but actually, I think about it. My whole life I've seen so many. Lion King is one that I've seen the least because it makes me so sad.
Oh,
because it's so sad. It's depressing. The music is one of the best, but it makes me really, really sad every time. When a movie starts off that sad, I'm just like, nope, I'm down the whole time. Just down.
I feel you on that. I get that. I love crying during movies, though.
So comparing that to, like, say, Bambi.
Bambi's also quite sad.
Yeah, no one likes Bambi.
I don't even remember the plot of Bambi aside from I know the mom dies.
Yep.
Then it's a deer doing what? What does it do? A fawn.
Well, a deer starts growing and then catches a lady's eye, you know? Or a lady catches his eye.
So it's a romance?
Well, eventually.
It's a tragic romance.
Jace Space says, we have to watch Mufasa die again. I can't deal with that. So true.
I know. And it's probably going to be, like, more graphic. Like, it's probably going to be sad, like, worse. The way they're going to show it. Like, we didn't really, as far as I remember, we didn't really see much. But even what we saw in the cartoon, we saw him laying there at the end. Yeah. After being trampled on, I cannot imagine what they're going to do with the live action with, like, the special effects we have nowadays. I'm scared how far they're going to go.
All I have to say, sorry, this is very important.
Yes, of course.
It's about Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and I just hope that he comes back somehow. Like, wouldn't it be so cool if Jonathan Taylor Thomas just somehow was, like, just in the movie, though, as Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He's like, hey, guys, it's me, Simba. No, JTT.
Nope.
He should play the adult Simba.
Yes.
Ooh, there you go.
There we go.
But, of course, you still have to get James Earl Jones.
Of course you do. Yes, absolutely. Right. Oh, man. So many feelings.
Mufasa.
Oh, okay. Guys, I'm bad with names. I'm sorry, okay? Well, the next article we have here, there is a new Pixar short coming out called Lou, and we don't know much about it aside from they did release a cute little teaser just announcing the short and basically showed them drawing a little picture that looks like a lost and found, mostly because it says lost and found on it, and I guess there's a weird, I just see eyeballs. I don't know if that's a person. I don't think so. Maybe it's a sweater. Maybe it's a sweater with eyes. That would be scary.
It looks like one of, what are those animals that everyone's obsessed with? Like the sloths. Look at the sloth coming out of a box.
Everyone's obsessed with sloths.
Can't get enough of the sloths.
Kristen Bell, you know, she loves sloths. Well, Frozen, obviously. Everyone knows who Kristen Bell is. But she's obsessed with sloths, so sloths. Sloths.
Sloths?
Sloths.
What do you guys think in the chat? Is sloths?
He's like, no, sloths. I know. You guys are stupid.
You said sloths?
Yes, well, because it's a sloth.
Sloths.
Sloths, not sloths.
Like cloths, but sloths.
Rhymes with cloths. Got it. No, I trust Frank because for the first episode of Designated Survivor, none of us knew what the wife's name was except for Frank. We all had a different name for the wife. And Frank was like, no, I know what it is. So we trust him. It's sloths.
All right. Thank you, Renee.
But I'm really excited for this one. I love all the Pixar shorts. They're always great. They're never a disappointment. And I'm, like, excited to see whatever this will be.
But it's so weird that they were having a teaser about a short that's going to be in front of, I think they don't know which film, but they're speculating Cars 3, which I'm not, maybe that's why they need to do this, because I'm not really keen on seeing Cars 3.
Yeah, I'm probably not. Is that terrible? Do you guys like, you don't like Cars. Do you like Cars?
I've only seen Cars 1.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Because that's all you... That was the best you saw Cars 2?
Cars 2 was... Man, it took everything that you didn't like about Cars 1 and gave you more of that in Cars 2. So if you really love Mater, guys, get ready because you're going to have lots and lots of him.
I'm going to be real with you about Cars. The only thing I remember distinctly about it is that Lindsay Lohan sang the theme song.
Yes! Oh, my God. I forgot about that. What was the theme song? Do you guys know?
Please tell us, because I know that she did, and it'll come back to me really fast when I figure it out.
Yeah, I do. I knew exactly what you're talking about. I remember that song. No, are you sure it wasn't Kirby Fully Loaded? No, it was definitely Cars.
No, she did do Kirby Fully Loaded, but I think that she did the one to Cars as well. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but I think she did both.
I just found my problem with the Cars franchise is that I get caught up in too much of trying to understand the reality of that situation. Like, why are these cars in, like, this population? Where are the people? What happened? Where are they?
They took over.
Yes. What's going on with these?
Yeah, these cars probably aren't that nice if there's no more people left in the world. That's weird. Like, what? Like, give me the history of them. Yeah. Freaking weird. Like, they can't just drive on their own. Like, I'm sorry, who puts gas in you? Us.
Yeah, because there's no reason they have steering wheels or anything like that.
Life is a highway. That was not Lindsay Lohan. No, but she didn't even do a cover of that, right? That was just straight up Rascal Flatts that did, like,
Life is a highway. You guys are right.
It's a good one.
Herbie Fully Loaded, Cars. I mean, come on. It all has to do with cars. I think that was a Disney movie, too. Herbie Fully Loaded.
It was. It definitely
Herbie
was.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah, I was like, at the time I liked that movie more than I do now. I wouldn't watch it again.
Okay.
Like, out of all the Disney movies I would rewatch, I wouldn't be like, let's watch Kirby Fully Loaded one more time. Like, it's okay, I get it.
You're so weird.
Yeah, me? Yeah. But anyways, speaking of my opinions, so a lot of you know, I think all of you know, I've never seen Star Wars, and people love Star Wars. Yeah, I know. And when I was looking for a fun Star Wars article, I'm like, I don't know. If I start talking about Star Wars, I'm not going to know what I'm talking about. So instead of that, I found some weird Star Wars merchandise that I want to get your opinion on because, Frank, you're a big Star Wars person.
Absolutely.
I know this because I asked one of our producers beforehand. And Sam, you're not such a big Star Wars person.
Listen, I've seen some of them, not all of them, but I did love this merch.
You liked all the merch? Would you buy the merch?
I might have. Like, I saw the coffee thing, and I thought to myself, I want some coffee right now. How cool would it be if I had one of the coffee Star Wars merch?
Oh, well, there is the, it's the French press, I believe you'd call it.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd ever spend money on that. Would you?
I'm not a coffee drinker. I mean, it's one of those things, like, it's cool looking, and it makes you want to, like, boy, I wish I drank coffee, because then I probably would do that. But, I mean, since I think it's, like, $40, I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
It's only $40?
What, only? I would not spend it. It's probably not that high quality if it's, like, made to be.
I don't even drink coffee, and I'm not rich at all, but I would. I might throw $40 down on that.
Throw $40 on that? Yeah.
Well, so, if, Renee, if somebody gave that to you as a gift, birthday gift, something, hey, Renee, we saw this and we thought of you. Why don't you? You're like, you don't know me at all.
Why you don't know my life.
Yeah, why did you think of me when you saw this? You know I don't see these movies. But they gave you that. Would you be like, oh, yeah, this is cool. I'll try it out. Or like, oof.
Oh, I have like this thing where I mean, I don't know. Doesn't everyone, like, I can never tell anyone if I don't like a gift. I will never be like, I don't know about this one. I'll pretend to love it. I'll be like, oh, wow, I love Star Wars. This is such a cool way to brighten my day. Like, I would probably BS it. And then I'd keep it in my kitchen and then probably never use it.
Well, would you re-gift it?
Yeah.
She would give it to me.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, she would give it on air. I'm like, remember, you said you'd buy it. I got it for you. Another weird product, Star Wars themes that I found was a Star Wars bed.
These looked so cool. Like, the Millennium Falcon one looked awesome, and the Landspeeder one looked cool. But the X-Wing one, that just seems like I can't figure out the logistics of that bed.
Yeah,
like,
that one.
Yeah, like, is it a, I mean, I assume that lifts out. But why do you want that just sitting in the middle of your bed?
Maybe it's for a couple that really doesn't love each other a lot.
Yeah, we keep the X-Wing between us.
So maybe that, like, gets them, you know, like, a little bit more happy together. I don't know.
Yeah,
stay on target.
Together.
I think it's for children, guys.
Children
that share a bedroom.
Well, or I don't know. Are any children watching? It's 9:30 p.m. Who's going to buy this?
This is for adults. I might look for that for a couple. And then we have this very, very fun. Okay, this is the one product I'd get. We have chopsticks that are like lightsabers. I would get those. Those I find fun.
Chopsticks. Did you say chapsticks?
Chopsticks. Did I say chapsticks?
It sounded like chapsticks, but
oh, man.
You know, but I knew you were talking about chopsticks, but it was like
Renee, chapsticks. Out of all the products, really,
those are
you're
great.
Gonna buy some chapsticks.
I would also buy a chapstick, but I'd also get these chopsticks. Those are great. Those
I will
are
caution
fun.
You against these though.
Why?
Because I've used these before.
No, you haven't.
They look really cool. They are not very effective as chopsticks.
Mm. How so? Does it, like, slide off?
Yeah, because when they're wood has a little bit more of a grip.
Grip.
This is just clean plastic. So as cool as it looks, not useful.
I can buy grips to stick on.
What? Lightsaber. Oh, chapstick grips?
Take some sandpaper to
chapstick,
it or something.
Chapstick grips. Yeah, I'll make it work. I like those. Those, that, out of all the things, I would get that. My least favorite is this last one, which is, okay, I know what you're thinking. Can Crocs get worse? Yes, the answer is yes, they can. They made Chewbacca Crocs.
But I mean, that's the stylized, the coolness of a Croc, but with like the nice furry, fashiony, comfortable.
They're Crocs and Uggs. They're Crugs.
Those are awful. It almost looks like plaid on the bottom, which makes it worse, even though it's not plaid. I don't really know what that is.
That's a Chewbacca's belt.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that he kind of runs.
See, guys, I haven't seen this movie. I was like, and Plaid. Like, I didn't even get that.
But this like, is a kind of practical joke. It's not funny.
I just think I'd rather have regular, like, slippers.
You guys, just to go back for 1 second, Heavenly Imagining says about the chopsticks to use them as hair chopsticks.
That's great.
That would be the way to do it for sure.
I could wear them on this show. And then maybe my panel will show up next week and love me.
Is that the whole reason they didn't come in? It's like, she doesn't like Star Wars.
She hasn't seen Star Wars? We can't be here this week. No, I miss them.
She can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. No, we're going to watch Star Wars together. You guys heard last week or the week before. I'm going to watch this movie, and I'm going to understand all these references.
They've been saying this for weeks that you're going to do this.
For weeks, they're like, yeah, we'll watch it with you. But I know. Okay, guys, I know. But I will watch it. I also, it's like, it's not on Netflix. It makes it hard.
What about brothers? You have brothers, right, Renee?
No, what do you mean? Why do you ask that? Like, yeah, you've brothers, right?
Right. No, do you have any siblings? No.
I have one sister, yeah. She's older.
And Star Wars fan? No.
No. Okay. My family didn't grow up, like, watching Star Wars. Like, I don't think my dad's seen it. My mom's not the type to have watched. I don't even know if my mom has seen Star Wars. I should probably ask her. I had no idea. But we've never talked about it, and I knew it was, like, a big deal because I knew what it was, not because I didn't know what it was about. I knew everyone was like, he's not his father. But, like, aside from that, I had no idea. But every week on this panel, we talk about some Star Wars news, and every week it goes a little over my head.
But when Force Awakens started coming out, any of your friends like, hey, Renee, why don't you come with us and check this out?
Yeah, but that's the thing I don't get with these movies. Okay, yes, they're each in a trilogy, and the one that came out first is actually like the second one, because it's confusing. But I haven't seen any of them, so I don't feel like I should watch the newest one unless I watch the older ones. People are saying you don't have to do that.
Yeah, no, just do it. Just do it.
Just do it. I mean, all my friends who have seen Star Wars went to see it, but no one that had never seen it was like, let's go to the new one. So that's why maybe I didn't go. Renee learned how to adult. I know. Guys, I need to watch Star Wars. I need to grow up. I need to watch Star Wars. It'll be great. And then I'll come back for a panel. We're going to have Star Wars news and be like, I know what we're talking about. I know Chewbacca's bells, please. I'm an amateur. The next piece of news we have is not Star Wars related.
Aww.
So Mulan is another live action movie that's coming out. That one I'm like really excited.
It's about
for.
Damn time. If
I
you
know.
Ask me.
Right? But we have to wait. We have a date that is coming out. We have to wait a few years. We have November 2nd, 2018 as the premiere date, which I'm so excited about.
But for me, if it's even a year away, I'm like, come, you expect me to think about this? Until then, you expect me to get excited? I'll forget about it. I'll be excited for a minute, and then I'll get sad that it's not going to happen in the immediate future.
So, interesting, though, Mulan, you say it's about damn time. Why this film as opposed to many of the other Disney animated films with princesses or whatnot?
Because, first of all, so easy to do. And Lion King is not.
True.
A lot of the other ones are not. But also the feminist, you know, we're in a feminist culture now, and it's almost a fad. I hate to say it. But as a fad, it's not going to go out of style. It's just like a new thing. Not new, but you know what I mean. It's something that everyone's like, oh, yeah, feminism. And that movie was way before its time. And I actually just binged Once Upon a Time, and there's the whole Mulan through storyline, and I was just like, oh, you know what? I forgot about Mulan. God, that was a really, really good one. That was way before its time. I loved it. Jamie Chung, exactly. Someone in the chat, and she was perfect for it. And she was in Once Upon a Time.
I was going to say they didn't make another live action film, did they? Okay, yeah, she would be great for that. I'm excited because I feel like the majority, I mean, what live action Disney movies have we had so far? We're having Beauty and the Beast. We had like
Alice in Wonderland,
like two, three of them.
Two. Through the Looking Glass.
Two. We had Cinderella.
Yep.
Yep.
We had a few Cinderella. We've had a lot of Cinderella remakes.
Still a team Cinderella Brandy and Whitney
that
Houston.
That one was so good. Guys, you remember that one? That one was amazing. I loved that one. I own that one on video.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a VHS player?
Not anymore. I owned
okay.
previous. Yeah, I owned it. I remember the fairy godmother dress, wasn't it like gold sequins? Am I crazy? Am I making this up?
No, I think so, yeah.
I swear it was, and it was great, and I was like super into that movie. And then what else have we had? Come on, guys, live action.
I mean, well, there was Snow White and the Huntsman, but that wasn't a Disney movie.
But that yeah, Universal. That wasn't even the story, really, right? I don't know.
It's like this.
That was with Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
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 And not great. It's not a great movie.
Don't forget that 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh.
I actually watched that like a month ago. My mom came over and we were, they have it on HBO Go and we watched both of them. They're great. They're so, the one thing I love about those movies though is they fell in love so quick. I forgot how fast they fell in love. They literally met at the park, spent a few hours together, and then he said, "Will you marry me?" by accident, and then they actually got married. That's what happens in this movie. I'm not kidding. Rewatch it. It's like
the dogs.
When it's true love.
No!
I was like, wait, no. Oh, yeah, the actual people in the movie. I was like, I didn't think the dogs got married. Like, well, of course they're going to be fast. They're dogs.
Yeah.
No. 101 Dalmatians is one of my, you know, it just, it upset me as well. I think that ones where animals are mistreated poorly really upset me.
Yeah, I hate that as well. And in that movie, it's awful hearing someone that's not a cartoon character be like, "I want to skin those puppies," and she does it through the whole movie. And then the what is her name?
Cruella DeVille.
Not Cruella DeVille. The woman in it.
Glenn Close. No,
her name's Glenn.
The one that played Cruella, or you mean the one?
The good one in the movie.
No one remembers her because she was boring.
The blonde one. She like the whole time that Cruella's talking about skinning her dog, she's like, "Okay, Cruella, like, huh, you're so silly." And then she continues to work with her and isn't like, maybe this woman's a psycho.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys, but I am very excited for Mulan, and I can't wait to see that in a couple years.
And I will say that Serenity Q26 about the Brandy version of Cinderella said, "It's two divas, so of course Brandy Cinderella was great."
Yes!
Truth.
So good. True. Oh my god, I want to rewatch that. I wish I still owned it on VHS. Okay, so there is supposedly an hour-long drama coming to TV based on the Disney theme park mythology.
I like this idea. Mm-hmm. Whether, I mean, because I know reading some of the articles where they're talking about whether, even though like Saving Mr. Banks, they did use Walt Disney as a character in that film. And he was supposed to be featured more in Tomorrowland, Brad Bird's film, but they took him more out of that script. But whether they'd want to do a TV series where Walt Disney was a featured character in there. But, I mean, maybe they could all just do something that's kind of a reimagining, just like an analogous story there where you're, it's, you know, some other theme park with some other that's like a Walt Disney type. And you can kind of tell stories around that if you want to get around that.
I know I'm a guest here, so I don't want to overspeak.
What?
But let's just say if they were true to actual Walt Disney, this would probably be like a horror show. No, really, though. I'm sure, Frank, you know the history of who Walt Disney was. He was a creepy guy. He has a lot of
really creepy history. Oh, he just muted me. We're on Disney movie news. You can't
talk about
Walt.
I didn't even do anything. I don't know what that was.
Oh, really?
He's a ghost. He's so scary.
That was a joke.
Oh my gosh, I believed it. I was like, oh my gosh, wow.
But it would be interesting, okay, if they were to do a show about him, I'm sure they would cut out a lot of the stuff that we've heard about, but they would also, you know, do the weird side of him a little bit, maybe, that he's a bit dark.
What? I don't know.
You'd like to think it'd be cool to see if ABC was, you know, daring enough to do something like that.
Probably should be like an HBO show.
HBO, pick it up, we'll do this. Wait, I don't even know anything. Wait, maybe I should do my research later. I don't know anything weird about
Walt Disney. Do it now, Renee. Just stop online.
Let's find out all the weird things about Walt Disney. Yeah, I don't know about that. But I think it could be a cool idea if they do it well. I can't picture that, to be honest, right now. I can't picture Disney having an hour-long drama in general.
I think this is going to be more of like a magical show, like where there's a Western, like, adventure land and Tomorrowland, like, living next to each other.
Oh.
And, like, Tom Jones River. I think that's more, there's no details really out. I think that's what I heard, is that it's going to be similar to, like, how they brought Tomorrowland to life. This is going to be bringing, like, Frontierland and everything to life.
Oh, yeah. Because that is, we did talk something about that. They're making, like, movies based off of the rides and attractions at the park. So I see that more, so that makes sense.
Luke Skywalker did say, "I heard his head is frozen somewhere in the park."
Oh, yeah. That's
in the park?
Go. Yep, just saying.
That's right. Yeah, he's in cryo.
Wow.
That's true.
So are they going to like Austin Powers him in like 30 years?
That's right. Yeah.
Yep, that's the plan. Wait till we have the technology. Oh my gosh.
No, because I know, and somebody, Sky Patterson there in the chat said, like, Jon Favreau was working on a live-action Magic Kingdom film where basically the idea was that, you know, the park comes to life after all the guests leave, kind of. Or there's also, there's a series that Disney does where it's, Keepers of the Kingdom, mm-hmm. where it's, like, holograms there protect, like, the park from the Disney villains taking it over. Every night they have to kind of battle them. You know, either of those are okay concepts, but I'm actually somebody that'd be more interested in, like, the history of how those Disney parks and the Imagineering Company and all that brought everything to life. I find that, the actual history, is so much more interesting than seeing, like, some sort of fictionalized account.
Yeah. I can feel you on that.
I won't lie, though. I think about being at Disneyland or Disney World after it's closed late at night. If I was on, you know, one of those, what's the famous one I'm blanking on? It's a Small World, of course, and it just kept on going.
You're blanking
and
on It's a Small
I was
World.
The only one, though. I think I've had nightmares about it, and they're just like, they all come to life and scare me. So I could see how that would be an interesting premise to.
Sam easily has nightmares. Sam gets nightmares over everything, including apparently It's a Small World.
Yep. I have a lot of good ones.
Oh my gosh. Okay, our last article, I will be honest, I'm not that knowledgeable on the subject, but we're talking about Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So for the Doctor Strange movie, there were some cloak complications. So basically, in this, in the comic books, he has this very magical, dramatic cape that was very hard to recreate. And they talked about the whole, I guess, process of trying to make it as cool and, what's the word? Close to the comic book.
As accurate as possible.
Yeah, as accurate as possible. But they said if they did it as accurate as a comic book, then you couldn't see the actor's face because his collar is, like, it's tall. It's a tall collar. Have you read?
Yes. And that's one thing that certainly it's true. Like, you notice things that look awesome on the page don't necessarily translate to the screen because, yeah, built in reality, those things don't, like, it was like that. Nobody could actually wear that. That'd be incredible. That'd be too, your head would be covered.
There we go. Yeah, that's a lot.
It looks cool in artwork. Or even an animation, like he's, you know, Doctor Strange has shown up in the Spider-Man cartoons and stuff on Disney XD. But to see it in live action, when you've actually got to see Benedict Cumberbatch and actually try to shoot around that, may not be as practical.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, like, that would be fun for New York Fashion Week. That would be cool. But yeah, for the movie, definitely brought it down a bit. I like it. I think it looks awesome. You don't like it? I think it looks cool.
Are you excited about the movie in general or no?
No, I am. But, I mean, look at that picture of the comic book compared to that. That's just a cape. They needed to have it bigger. I think it needs to be bigger.
We don't need to see his face, do we?
No.
Just have the
It's all about the cape.
It's about the cape, guys.
And when you say bigger, Sam, you mean you want to see more of, like, the head stuff right there?
Yeah, and all, and, like, it actually, like, here, like, the cape.
Like, flowing?
I think we're going to see the cape.
I think it is flowing.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the cloak. Because even in the trailer, you saw the one shot where it kind of goes and wraps around him. So I think we'll see the cloak getting, his cape getting really crazy and funky. But I think the head part of it was the part that seemed to be more challenging.
And the last trailer, like teaser trailer they put out, the cloak was like giving an attitude to Doctor Strange.
Of course,
that's
man.
Fun. I like that. See, that's good. I don't think you need the tall collar. You don't need, like, how tall does a collar really need to be?
You got a pop back.
Because it looks like it's a devil behind him. You know, that's what's kind of cool.
Want the cloak to look like a devil?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's actually.
It's my dream.
He's dabbling with, you know, the magic arts. So.
Yeah, Serenity 26 or Serenity Q26 says, I totally agree. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. So Sam does not like the new cloak.
I mean, it's only one picture. It could have been a bad shot, you know. Everyone has bad shots.
That's true. It's true. So have you read all the comics for Doctor Strange?
I've read some of them. I used to be a big comic book nerd, and then I went to college, and I was like, that's not cool. So
really? Man, you would think that's the one time when it would be cool is in college.
I know. I had a bunch of brothers. I had brothers, and so then I got to college. I went to USC, which is like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be in a sorority and, you know, do all these things. And I quieted it down a little bit. I still love DC Comics. I still love Disney. I still love all that stuff. I'm just saying my obsession for the boy things, not boy things, that's a bad thing to say, girl things, it kind of, you know, when I went to USC, it died a little bit, but it's come back, not gonna lie. And this is, doing the show tonight, you guys, has made me really excited about all of these things again.
Good. I'm so glad. Guys, I haven't read, like, any of these comic books at all. I am working on catching up on all the Marvel movies.
What have you seen of the Marvel movies?
Do you really want to
lie, the, Renee? Yes. Lie.
Nope.
I've seen all of them. Huge. Okay, I've seen Suicide Squad, the first one.
Okay, it's DC, yep. No, but that's
one.
All right.
There's only one? Okay, first so I've seen the only Suicide Squad. Yeah. I have seen all of the Spider-Man movies up to date. I love the Spider-Man movies. I will rave about them all day. I was a fan of Andrew Garfield, that version, more than the first one, which I know people don't like that, but I liked it more, and I love Emma Stone. I have seen Batman, all of the Batman movies.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm learning. And then I think I want to see Deadpool because I heard it was funny.
So far you haven't seen any of the Marvel movies yet. Marvel Disney movies.
Oh no.
No.
I don't know what else.
What about the Avengers?
Like the Avengers, Captain America, Thor.
Oh my gosh, did I say Suicide Squad? I meant Avengers. I have not seen Suicide Squad. And there are two Avengers, right?
There are two Avengers.
That's what I meant. See, I'm terrible. But yeah, I've seen the Avengers, and there was just like too many characters. It was like a party, but I just didn't know anyone at the party, and it was too much.
I wanted to be part of the party. I was like, Scarlett Johansson needs some help. I need to get in there. Oh, I love those movies so much. Those are some of my favorites. But now this is what's awesome. You can, I'll rewatch a bunch of stuff with you, actually.
Yeah, tell me in the chat, tell me what movie I need to watch next. And next panel, you have my word, I will watch one of the movies you suggest me watching. I'll find it. I'll watch it illegally online. I'll watch it from Redbox. Is it on Netflix? That would be more convenient and helpful.
Whatever movie it is. Renee, I will lend it to you.
Oh my gosh, you're the best. Thank you. I have proof of this now. Anyways, I need a mentor. Probably, guys. There's so many movies I need to watch. But that pretty much wraps up all of the news today. Thank you guys so much for watching when all my panel's gone and the beloved Leo and Keaton and Sarah, and I really miss them, and they will be back next week, and I'm super excited. But because, you know, Leo's not here, I'm going to try to rap. So, okay. We got Jason Solo, Troy Lally, Sky Patterson, hey, what's up? Ian Wilmoth? Dina Sonrisa, I might be saying these names wrong, but I'm not Leo. Heavenly Imaginings, I like your name. Super Iron Halo, that's not how you say your name. Super Iron Halo, that's how you do it, right? I think that's everyone in the chat, am I right?
Yeah, look at that! Nicely done.
Wow.
Oh my god. Okay, cool, guys. Well, so, yeah, I have been your host, Renee Ariel. I'll be back next week. You can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, at Renee Ariel, and my blog is catslipstickla.com. And my lovely panel?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie.
Sweet, and make sure you follow us all with the Popcorn Talk. We are on iTunes, we are on YouTube, we have our own website, popcorntalk.com, so check it all out, and we will see you next time. Bye!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.